I thought that today, being the Shabbos, the coming Shabbos, tonight is the Shabbos that we read Parshas Bereishis, that it would be worthwhile to spend a few moments talking about the purpose of creation. The very beginning, Hashem created heaven and earth and everything else that He created that was revealed to us and unfolded in the 6 days of creation. Until, of course, the crowning glory of creation when He created Adam. And to have a sense of why He created the world, what the purpose of that creation was. What's really going on? What's it all about? What are we doing here in this world? It's something that's, I believe, very important and very meaningful. Because as I deal with people over the years and have done so for many, many years, I find that one of the most serious underlying issues in people's difficulty in life, in meaning in life, and certainly in their religious life, is to understand that sense of what it's all about. Where does it come from? Where are we going? Why are we here? Is it some kind of a joke that the Creator has played on us? It's quite obvious to anyone who studies creation, or history for that matter, or science for that matter, that there has to be a Creator. To even entertain the possibility that this world is all here by accident, and that these fine human specimens that sit in front of us are all a bunch of accidents, is not only statistically absurd, but it's irrational. Doesn't make any sense. It can't be. There's a Creator, and there's a purpose for creation. Because by definition, creation, a creative act, as opposed to an accidental act, has a purpose. An accident has no purpose. A creative act has a purpose. What's going on? What's that purpose? What does He have in mind? What does that mean to us? What are we doing here? I'd like to try to spend, just if you forgive me, just a few moments to at least draw some broad strokes of an answer to those questions. The Pasuk says in Tehillim, Ulam Chesed Yibone. The world is built upon kindness. Hashem's kindness. Really, Hashem, the Creator, but even before He was the Creator, the God, the Almighty, the All-Powerful, sitting alone and only in His world, beyond just this universe, but the entire existence, not in need of any help, not in need of anything, certainly not in need of any problems. He has one thing that He wants to do, whatever that means in human terms, we understand it as a want, as a desire. Godly terms, we don't know how to deal with it because we're not in that world. But He has one thing, wants to do chesed, wants to do kindness, because that's who He is. He's a kind and loving God. He's the metzius of chesed, of kindness, of giving. And He wants to do chesed. But He did have a problem. You know what the problem was? There was no world and no people and no to do chesed to. What do you do? Well, if it was you and me, we would have a problem. God, no problem. I'll create a world. I created the world. I create people. I create a whole world to service these people. And I create need in these people in order to do chesed. More and more and more chesed. I do chesed. I created needs. They need food. I provide food. They need drink, I provide drink. They need clothes, I provide clothes.
They need warmth, I provide the warmth. They need rain, I provide that too. Whatever they need, I provide. And Hashem is constantly. Without Hashem's chesed, we couldn't move our fingers. Without Hashem's chesed, we wouldn't wake up in the morning. Without Hashem's chesed, we couldn't go to the bathroom and we would die in 48 or 72 hours. Poisoned. Everything. Without Hashem's chesed, we'd have nothing to eat. We'd die of starvation. We wouldn't have what to drink. We would just... So, he's doing chesed. What? Hashem, in his infinite desire, kaviyochol, if you will, to do chesed, found that wasn't enough. Okay, so I give you food, so I give you drink, so I give you clothes, so I wake up in the morning, so I give you money, so I give you this, so I give you that. I give everything in life that you want, fine. But what's the point of living? What are you living for? What are you getting dressed in the morning for? What are you waking up in the morning for? What are you eating for to stay alive? For what purpose? So Hashem realized, recognized, knows, has to take it a step further. And he said like this, the ultimate good that I could do for a person is to give him the ability to connect with me. The ultimate chesed. See, food is very enjoyable, but when it's over, it's over. And a good drink may be enjoyable too, but maybe it lingers a little long depending what was the on the alcohol content, but when it's over, it's over. And so too all the other pleasures of life. So Hashem said, I'm going to create a situation where I'm going to allow mankind to come close to me. Close to me is meaningful. Close to me is the greatest pleasure. Close to me can be forever, eternal. And there's nothing as fulfilling to the neshama that Hashem put inside us as that close connection to Hashem. However, Hashem wanted to maximize that chesed. So he, and of course, you know, I wasn't there at the time of creation, and he didn't consult with me, so I'm just basing it on what Chazal say and trying to present it in, you know, more palatable terms, human terms. So Hashem says like this, he says, you know something? If this is the ultimate good, so I could just give it to man. Let me create a man who's going to be close to me. He'll be close to me. I create a neshama. And this neshama will connect with me. I give him, it's really a piece of Hashem, chelek elukam mimal, and I'll give it to him, and then that'll connect with me, and he'll be happily ever after. Except one thing. You know what the problem's going to be with that? Anybody know? What's the problem with a gift? Just given. What?
You're going to ask for more?
No, there's no more. There's nothing more than closeness to Hashem. When a person has that close connection to Hashem, he doesn't need or want, desire, think about anything else.
If he's close to Hashem,
he doesn't need anything else. So what's wrong? What would be lacking? Shh. What would be lacking? Tell me.
Appreciation.
Oh, why? Well, asking is one thing, but even more than that. What else do you need for appreciation? You ask and you get it.
Effort.
What? Effort, why? If you didn't
earn it,
you don't really appreciate it. Not only that. Not only if you're not appreciated, you're embarrassed. I have all of this good. You know, imagine that they're presenting me an award for all of the wonderful things that I've done and all of the millions of dollars that I've given and all of the dedication, and it's not true. And I get the award and I get everything, the COVID and the whatever, the gifts and whatever, but it's a lie. I'm embarrassed. We call that in the language of Chazal, Nama de Kisufa, the bread of embarrassment. If Hashem had allowed the system to be that I just give you that good, I connect you with me, you don't have to earn it, then you need nothing more. But
No, that wouldn't work because that would not maximize the chesed. That would be a chesed which is painful. That would be a chesed which is underappreciated. So he created a system that we could earn that ultimate chesed. How do we earn that ultimate chesed? He gave us a mandate. He says, I give you a manual. You follow this manual, you will make yourself into a godly person. You will make yourself into the ultimate good. And doing so, you will become worthy and deserving of the ultimate pleasure, which is that connection to Hashem. Yes, sir.
Hashem wanted man to serve him. Why did he make Adam like almost perfect? If a person has no flaws, then there's nothing to it. He's a robot.
Well, you see, the truth of the matter is that he did not make him almost perfect. And Adam did have a Yetzer Hara. The original creation, he would have been without it, but he had something in him which allowed him to be tempted to do something wrong, which he did. When Chava gave him to eat for the Eitz Hadas, he could have, said, absolutely not. Hashem said no. But there was some flaw there. And that flaw eventually led that after he ate from the Eitz Hadas, he had the Eitz Hara. And I guess what happened is as follows, that on the highest level, so a person can earn, even with the slightest opportunity to do what's right, he can earn the ultimate perfection. When he loses that, and he's lower down, then he needs more effort to reach perfection. So Adam HaRishon could have reached his ultimate perfection by listening to one commandment.
Yeah,
but he didn't. He didn't. He fell short. And now, since he fell short, that reduced the level of spirituality in the world. And now we need much more to rise to those levels. That's a different discussion, but that's the basic idea. But Adam was not created perfect, as you see, that he didn't, he was given only one mitzvah, and he was not able to completely fulfill it, because Hashem has to give everybody choice, because you're right, if a person doesn't have choice, then he didn't earn anything. But he was able to, through that one mitzvah, we don't know how difficult it was, we don't know what it means to speak to Hashem, we don't know what it means to eat for the Eitz Hadas, we can't really relate to that, but for him, that was his test, and he could have succeeded, and then lived the rest of his existence in Gan Eden, and been worthy of Hashem's closeness and connection. It didn't work that way, and we're still trying. But there's a purpose, and that purpose is so meaningful. Because now I can earn the ultimate good, which is that connection to Hashem. However, there's a little bit more to this, and I just want to share that with you. Chazal say, Rashi brings it in the beginning of the parsha, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a t'nai in his creation. He made a condition. I'm creating the world on a condition. Yom HaShishi, says, and it's... I think on Yom HaShishi Rashi says it, I forget, but I made a condition. The condition is, I'm creating a world with a purpose, with man, and so forth, but only on the condition that Klal Yisrael accepts the Torah at Har Sinai. If Klal Yisrael will not accept the Torah at Har Sinai, then this world will cease to exist, because it was only made on that condition. Now, why is that so? Initially, Adam was not part of Klal Yisrael. Adam was Adam. He was a man. He wasn't Jewish. Sorry to disappoint you. He wasn't Jewish. But he had a mission. But Hashem, even though he gives him free choice, he knows the future. And he understood that the mission is going to be compromised. And there's going to be a problem. And the Doiris are going to get less and less until Noach comes along. And then he's going to uplift it again. And then it's going to get less and less until Avraham Avinu comes along. And it's only through Avraham Avinu and through his descendants who eventually formulate the Klal Yisrael and will be able to receive the Torah at Har Sinai that the purpose of creation will be able to be fulfilled. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a condition. He says, I'm creating the world. But since the world is not going to continue its existence in Gan Eden, because he knew what was going to happen to Adam, therefore I made a condition It's going to need the Klal Yisrael to accept the Torah for the world to be able to survive, for the world to be able to reach its perfection, for the world to be able to earn that closeness to Hashem. It's going to need Klal Yisrael to accept these directives, and we need many more directives now. It's not as simple as it used to be. Odom needed one directive: don't eat from the Eitz Hadas. Didn't work completely. We now have many opportunities to come close to Hashem. Many opportunities to perfect ourselves, to elevate ourselves, to make ourselves more godly, and therefore to be connected to Hashem and achieve the ultimate fulfillment, the ultimate pleasure, the ultimate chesed from Hashem. And Hashem made that conditional in the creation. Because if Klal Yisrael will not accept the Torah, then knowing what's going to happen to Odom and to the future descendants and to the descendants of Noach and the rest of the world until Avraham Avinu, until Maimon Har Sinai, Hashem knew that the purpose of creation will not be fulfilled and he will not be able to do that chesed unless Klal Yisrael accepts the Torah. So we have a very important mission in this world. And we have to work, take that Torah and work on ourselves, make ourselves the best possible person, people that we can make ourselves, eventually be privileged to that ultimate connection with Hashem. I'd just like to add one more thing very briefly, because I've said it so many times before. Everybody wants to be happy. The definition of happiness in Loshon HaKodesh is Osher. Aleph Shin Resh is the Sherish. That Sherish means validation, feeling good about yourself. Happiness is really feeling good about yourself. The best way to be happy and to feel good about myself is to know my purpose in life. Because without a purpose, a person can't feel good about himself. If I have no purpose, what am I doing here? If I have no purpose, what am I worth? If I have no purpose, how can I feel good about myself? But if I know my purpose, and my purpose was revealed to me in the manual from the Creator, and I now know why I was created and what my purpose in life is, not only does it give me the opportunity to fulfill that purpose, not only does it give me the opportunity to be duly rewarded because of the fulfillment of that purpose, but it makes me happy at every moment of my existence because I'm worthy, I'm valid, I feel good about myself because I have connection to my purpose, to my true purpose, as was revealed to me by my Creator who knows it better than anyone else. And not only can I reap the ultimate blessings of all of the brocha and all of the closeness to Hashem, but I could feel happy and fulfilled and worthy of myself and good about myself every minute of my existence.